About 35,000 years ago, glaciers covered northern Europe and the Alps, and the climate was extremely cold. Here, in Provence, in the Var, at the foot of the neighboring colored cliffs of Esterel, we can follow the traces of the presence of Homo sapiens sapiens. Rock shelters and small caves served as refuge for the hunters. Their tools showed Gravesian craftsmanship and dated back as much as 25,000 years. Chisels, scrapers, and awls enabled them to put the whole of an animal to good use: meat, skin, tendons, bones, horns. Men hunted ibex over the rocks and crags, and the horses on the plains. A few kilometers away, they had established another small camp on a sandy terrace at Gratadis. Some of the tools, on closer study, yielded some astonishing information. Rock splinters from Gratadis and core rock from La Bouverie were made of the same easily recognizable grey and black flint. Over 30 kilometers to the north, near Bargem, archaeologists found the original seam, thereby proving that these hunters did not hesitate to go walking for long distances to bring back the best flint. The nomadic hunters of the Esterel lived under the stars in little encampments. Their tents were covered in skins to keep out the cold and the wind. Bone had become an everyday material. Harpoons were made from the antlers of deer or reindeer. Needles with eyes were invented, and animal skin clothing became easier to make. The tips of their spears were coated with a mixture of resin, wax, and ochre that hardened almost instantaneously. This meant the hunter could easily replace the point, which often got broken. And a spear that was thrown was going to go much further, much more quickly, letting him get at those animals that were more difficult to approach. Alongside the progress and subsistence activities in earthly matters, this period saw the development of new spiritual perceptions, as evidenced by the Chauvet cave in Ardèche, which was decorated nearly 35,000 years ago. Or the Cosquer cave in Marseille, that dates back from almost 28,000 years ago. Somewhere in these miraculously preserved images, an elaborate symbolic thought can be glimpsed. The sensitive observation of animals can be equated with a reflection on life and death. Man had become modern.